They serve over 700,000 members of the Department of the Navy and the Marine Corps. Their mission obviously depends on rapid, reliable transmission data. So we were able to, our role there was to take those 700,000 users and migrate them to standardized infrastructure across the 620 locations.
Wow.
As part of that, we consolidated 2,700 servers to 300 high-performance energy-efficient servers. And by doing that alone, we were able to cut outage minutes by 44%, total outages by over 30%. We're able to block 1,200 intrusion attempts each month, as well as 9 million spam email messages per month. But the environmental piece of this is really impressive. We were able to reduce the physical footprint by 40%. So the Marine Navy Corps Internet is expected to save more than $1.6 million a year in energy costs. And translate that to carbon emissions, that's nearly 4 tons of carbon emissions per server per year. So it's a pretty impressive. It's good for business and it's good for the environment.
And I have to imagine that through HP's desktops, laptops, all those kinds of things, you know, I know people were constantly being told, turn off your machines at night, but it seems like there's something that you guys are focused on in terms of making it even easier when I walk away from my machine for lunch. The machine powers down or it goes into a sleep mode some way.
Yeah, absolutely. We have a number of power management tools. And I think the biggest thing that users and agencies can really do is make sure the energy-saving features built into their desktops, their laptops, their monitors, their printers are turned on. You'd be surprised how many people turn those energy-saving features off. Also,
because they're just
printing.
Yeah,
you know, make
right.
sure it's set up as a default throughout your office and your agency. Very, very simple. But an average office can save 800 million pounds of paper a year just by doing two-sided printing versus one-sided printing.
Wow. Talk a little bit about your role. I mean, how do you approach this, and how do you get folks to think about these issues as they're developing new products, new hardware, new software? It seems like just getting this top of people's minds is one of the biggest challenges.
Sure it is. It's an ongoing due diligence, as I call it. As you can imagine, we have over 300,000 employees in over 150 countries, so the challenge is a continual one. Again, we're very fortunate that it is part of our DNA and our legacy, so it makes it a little bit easier at HP, but it really is connecting with them so that they understand where environmental sustainability intersects with their daily processes, their planning, their strategies, and really to encourage employees. And when they make thousands of choice points and decisions every day, and those choice points and trade-offs can really determine how green we're going to be moving forward.
And there's this give and take. I know some people turn off the sleep because they don't want to have to fuddle with it and having it come back when they're back. They want it to be immediately on. But
exactly.
those are choices that one has to make.
You're absolutely right, both at home and in the office. Absolutely.
So you get to be a little bit of a proselytizer, an educator on why this matters.
Exactly. Well, you know, you can't manage what you can't measure.
Okay.
So that's a real truism. And the first thing we help companies and governments do is make sure that they're aware of their carbon footprint and the impact they're making. HBI has a number of services around assessments and energy audits and design cost-benefit studies that are available. Also for consumers, there's a number of free tools that allow consumers to evaluate, to measure, and to reduce their environmental impact. There's a carbon footprint calculator. We have a green IT action plan. They're all available on our website. But there's some free tools, and then there's services that we offer to help customers understand, you know, and their impact and their footprint so they can help manage it better.
And
first step is visibility and transparency.
And that is one of the biggest challenges that I hear, folks. People, some agencies saying we want to have zero carbon footprint, but having trouble exactly measuring what their existing carbon footprint is so they know, A, what direction they're going in, but also how you make sure you're going in the right direction.
Absolutely. That's step one.
And is that difficult? I mean, I hear a lot of agencies struggling with that as one of their big challenges.
Well, if they need help in doing those assessments or those audits, there are companies like HP that can come in and do a top-to-bottom assessment of their systems for them.
And one of the other challenges, it seems, is a lot of this sounds outside of the individual's ability to make any change. A lot of it's greening buildings or doing data center stuff, which I, as a, you know, Joe Fed or Joanna Fed, I don't have any control over data centers. It seems like that's one of the big challenges here.
it's really the it's you can take it to the individual level, because like I said earlier, it's really the choice points and the trade-offs people make, and to connect that so that they realize in their day-to-day that they have a choice. They have a number of choices that they make, and it's a green choice, and it can be good for business, and it could be good for the environment. It doesn't have to be a trade-off, doesn't have to cost more. You can really use the technology, the energy-efficient technology that you have available today, and just deploy them more more thoroughly throughout your organizations, and that's a big cost savings and energy savings.